You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. Now, alarm bells are going off in Mumbai as the city seems to be headed towards the third COVID wave. Yes, you heard that right. Mumbai Mayor Kishori Pednekar has said that the third wave of COVID has already arrived in the city. While speaking of the upcoming festive season in Maharashtra, she urged people on September 7th to remain indoors and maintain social distancing. Well, News 18 reported that 28% of the total cases which the city reported through August have been recorded in just 6 days in September. Well, I'll bring you more on that in a bit. But first, let me tell you all the other top stories of the day. In the domestic market, Sensex and Nifty ended flat and snapped the three-day winning streak. Meanwhile, Kerala is quickly ramping up efforts to stop a potential outbreak of the Nipah virus that has already killed a child in the southern state. On the policy front, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that auto PLI scheme is likely to be slashed more than 50%, whereas there'll be an additional 5% incentive for EVs and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles. I'll also share with you the latest on the Afghanistan crisis. But before that, let's first discuss the COVID situation in Mumbai. Mumbai Mayor Kishori Pednekar says that the financial capital of the country has been hit by the third wave of COVID-19. She said this a day after BMC's data revealed that Mumbai reported over 28% of the total cases it recorded in August in just first 6 days of September. The spike in cases has left BMC officials worried ahead of the festive season that begins on September 10th with Ganesh Chaturthi. Well, in view of the current situation, the Mumbai civic body has decided to ramp up COVID-19 testing, hire more cleanup marshals to find people spitting at public places, and keep jumbo COVID centers ready. Only yesterday, that is September 6th, Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray had warned that the third wave of COVID was at the doorstep, and the civic body official says it's here. Moving on to the updates on market. A global stock index hit a record high as investors took comfort in growing views that the US Federal Reserve is likely to delay the start of tapering its asset purchases and maintain its expansive monetary policy for the near term. Meanwhile, in India, domestic indices snapped the three-day winning streak. Sensex and Nifty closed flat and snapped to three-day gaining as IT, banks and realty stocks dragged the indices down. While financial services and FMCG stocks tried to keep the mood upbeat, a near 2.5% slump in the realty stocks increased volatility in the market. The 30-scrip index Sensex closed 17 points lower at 58,279, while the Nifty 50 lost 21 points to close at 17,360. Well, in another update on the health front, with the Nipah virus outbreak, Kerala is on high alert after a 12-year-old boy died of the rare virus last week. It has spurred health officials to start contact tracing and isolating hundreds of people who came into contact with the boy who died at a hospital in Kozhikode. However, offering some relief, the test results of those who came in close contact with the 12-year-old returned negative. State Health Minister Veena George said that the results of the samples taken from the child's 8 close contacts are negative. She also said that there are currently 48 people in the high-risk category who are at a medical college isolation ward and their health condition is stated to be stable. Next up is an exclusive CNBC TV 18 report. Sources have said that the outlay of the production-linked incentive scheme for the automobile sector is likely to be reduced to 26,000 crore as against Rs. 57,000 crore announced earlier. However, they said that the outlay may be hiked in the future based on response. According to sources, the scheme, which has been modified with a focus on new automobile technologies, will also have an additional 5% incentive for both manufacturers of OEMs and auto components for battery electric and hydrogen fuel cell based components and vehicle manufacturing. Meanwhile, auto retail sales rose 14.5% year-on-year to 13.84 lakh units in August, according to data released by the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association. Retail sales of all categories of vehicles witnessed a rise on a year-on-year basis. However, when compared to a regular pre-COVID month of August 2019, retails were still down by 14.75%. In an update on the Afghanistan crisis, students across the country have started returning to university for the first time since Taliban stormed to power. However, some photographs are doing the rounds on social media where female students can be seen separated from their male peers by curtains or boards down the middle of the classroom. Well, what happens in universities and schools across Afghanistan is being closely watched by foreign powers who want the Islamist militant movement to respect the rights of women in return for vital aid and diplomatic engagement. When the Taliban had last ruled from 1996 to 2001, the group had banned girls from school and women from university and work. Despite assurances in recent weeks that women's rights would be honored in accordance with the Islamic law, it is unclear what that will mean in practice. Moving on to an update on the price hike of goods that several households use on a regular basis. FMCG major Hindustan Unilever has hiked prices of products in the laundry and skin cleansing categories again as input costs continue to remain a cause of concern for the fast-moving consumer goods sector. According to distributor sources, HUL has hiked prices of detergents and soap bars by anywhere between 3.5 to 14% in the past month. This means you will now have to shed a little extra on detergents like Surf Excel and Wheel and soaps like Rin, Lifebuoy and Lux. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any query or suggestion, do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that is cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top headlines for the day. Until then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com. Thank you and have a nice evening.